Okay, this is the October 17th, 2023 meeting of the Central Business District, Historic District, Landmarks Commission, Architectural Review Committee. Roll call. Miriam Salas present, Ashley King present, Robert Borey present, Robbie Cangelosi present, and Randy Hutchinson present. We have 5 members constituting a quorum. The first item on the agenda are the minutes from last month's meetings. Would anybody like to make a motion?
A motion for approval.
I second.
We have a motion by Ashley King and a second by Miriam Salas. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously. All right, the first application on the agenda is 1042-60 Magazine Street. Can the applicant state their name and address for the record, please?
Tony Alford, 6908 Memphis Street, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70124.
Great, staff?
This is the final detail review of a previously approved new construction of a 31,550 square foot two-story museum and storage building, including the demolition of an existing contributing rated two-story warehouse building to grade and full control warehouse district. Just as some background, this was reviewed and approved, recommended for conceptual approval by the ARC at the September meeting. Subsequent to that, it went to the commission for the review of the demolition and the new construction. At that meeting, the commission was unable to reach a majority decision, resulting in no action being taken. The commission's lack of action is considered a de facto denial, and subsequently, the applicant has indicated they will seek an appeal with the city council. So right now, this is the final detail review, and I'll just go review the previous ARC comments. The use of differentiated brick colors and bonds creates an interesting composition, successfully breaks up the facade, reflects the interior program, and appropriately relates the overall scale of the building to its surrounding historic context. The larger window openings shown as pilaster to pilaster in option one are preferred because the proportions work better with the facade composition and appear more contemporary compared to the smaller punched type openings in option two. Windows shown in option one without mullions are preferred. However, some may be necessary to achieve glass panel sizes that can be impact rated. The ARC recommended the applicant consider eliminating the vertical muntins at the second floor and from above the canopy at the first floor so they appear less traditional. They also noted that the horizontally oriented muntin aligned with the canopy could be utilized to reduce the overall glass panel sizes. The tall and narrow windows at the left of the second floor should be reconsidered so they better relate to the overall facade composition and adjacent openings. The narrow windows shown in option one are less successful than option two because the proportions are too small, the ratio of window to wall is too low, and the relationship of the openings to the surrounding recessed area between the pilasters is not as successful. The proposed window film is not necessary to create the effect of layering in the facade, and clear glass is typically the most appropriate option for glazing within local historic districts. The proposed metal canopy is an interesting facade element, and the detailing appears to be appropriate. And finally, a context drawing should be included for the next review showing the proposed building at scale with surrounding existing context. Do you want to make a brief presentation, just go over the changes?
Sure. So this is the handout. Is what we submitted. The first sheet is showing the building on the left, the bottom elevation, and then the pizza warehouse on the right-hand side. From a scale standpoint, you can see we feel it fits fairly well within the streetscape. Moving to page 14, which is the second sheet. So we looked at a lot of different ways to introduce mullion for the impact rating required, and we sort of ended up with just this one. We like the idea of just keeping it simple, and so we're using a structurally silicone glaze, so actually there won't be a mullion on the outside. It's just going to be on the back. So, you know, you'd have the mullion, you won't have the cap, excuse me, on the outside. Obviously you still see it in shadows and things like that, but we're trying to eliminate what you see from the front of the building. And we decided to do one side. We looked at sort of mixing it up left and right, and mm-hmm. we just thought the left side worked best. The windows, and then so moving on to the windows that are above the entrances, we maintain those because we sort of felt like this area is a little bit more trying to identify its use as sort of an entrance. So we maintain those windows. And I don't know if I misunderstood the comment from our last meeting about that not working from a scale of proportion standpoint. We kind of feel like it does, but I'm definitely willing to listen if this is still an issue. I think the film, we eliminated the film as suggested as well. And I think that's really it. And then, you know, the remaining sheets are just renderings of this updated elevation.
Is there any public comment regarding 1042-60 Magazine Street? I see none. Is there any discussion?
I guess sort of to clarify, I think the smaller windows in the previous, I like the moves and the changes that were made to this presentation. Just looking at option one compared to where we are today, you know, having sort of consistent larger openings along the ground floor, I think helps to make that sort of a really cohesive base. And then the thinner windows, enlarging the thinner windows at the entrances, I see that move, but I think enlarging them helped sort of resolve that proportion.
Okay.
Yeah, because it was the second bay, kind of felt like it didn't belong with some of the rest of the other gestures here.
Right.
And I feel like it's been resolved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and with the mullion sort of to the left side and the larger openings, I think that also helps to sort of pick up the proportions of the skinnier windows and sort of helps to unite those. And so if that mullion was expressed on the exterior, I don't think that would be a horrible thing either, because it, you know, because again, it's sort of helping to unify, you know, those openings. I don't have any other.
I have a question, Tony. Here, going this element. That I know it's emphasizing this door, which, if I'm not mistaken, is a secondary door for your function.
Actually, this is going to be the main entrance.
It is the main entrance. So this seems a little bit forced, geometry-wise, in the facade, in the whole facade, to me, like trying to squeeze in the two skinny windows in the same bays and this, etc.
That's my only thing.
So I think that maintaining your regular punch opening like you have will be a little bit more of an elegant solution. It's so elegant already that is forcing it.
Okay.
So I know that you're trying to highlight that that's the main entrance.
So are you saying just flatten it?
Just keep another opening like this.
I think what's happening is there's a rhythm issue. So the pilasters here have a certain proportion and here as well. And then so you begin to read like these as kind of in front of a different plane, but then it all falls apart there. Because that is so skinny, it almost doesn't look like it could be made with bricks. It does seem like if that was just a full window instead of trying to do the two. It would just disappear. You wouldn't.
I will either use the same window, sort of square shape that you have everywhere else. I wonder if you actually need the window there, and then you maybe identify this is the main entry by being as solid above the door, so it's differentiated from the rest. So by being maybe as solid and supposed to having fenestration, then it's like highlighting on the entry. Something, but the two windows because doesn't keep the same rhythm.
Sure.
It feels that it's fighting it.
Okay.
And also raising the parapet just there, it feels like townhome like unnecessarily.
The other two parapets that are raised are in on masses that sort of come forward. So there's this nice sort of like layering happening.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But on that one, you don't have the layering.
Yeah.
It's just the parapets popping up another reason.
Yeah. I will just flatten that parapet.
You would what?
I will just maintain that parapet straight in that lower one.
Can I ask about this parapet or this coping cap as it's running across the two three bay protrusions, and then it turns down and it goes back up. But what's it doing on the left side of this middle
bay? Because it's set back 8 inches, it would turn back and then it would have to drop down. So.
It's turning back though on the right as well, right?
I don't know that it's graphically showing.
Okay.
Because honestly, you probably wouldn't see it coming down at that point. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Is there any signage associated with this?
There will be. I don't know what it is at this point.
Okay. Because I think that's going to have an impact on the design for sure.
Sure. Okay.
And very last, a minor comment is. Also, where you have that door, the height of the door, which carries a horizontal, that one is kind of not aligned with the horizontal canopy.
We've talked about that for hours.
It's killing me.
We did. We just decided just to not, we went back and forth. And I'll be honest, I decided let's just leave it as is. There was argument to raise it to get it the same height as the canopy.
I would have been on that team.
Well, because it was kind of set back and it's, honestly, and this is a true elevation no one's really going to see. Really, I was kind of like,
so in plan, kind of leave it. It is definitely not in the same plane, right?
Right.
So you won't see it. Okay. Okay. That makes me feel better. It is truly pushed.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's going to perceive that. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
No, I get it.
Did he go?
I would drive my teams crazy with that too.
Huh?
I would drive my teams crazy with that too.
Any other comments?
I guess following up on that comment about signage, it might be a good idea to kind of indicate like a theoretical kind of location of how it might integrate in.
Okay, do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the design with the modification of the window proportions over the entry.
I second.
We have a motion
Are we eliminating the parapet or not?
Oh, yeah, lowering that parapet.
So that needs to be part of the motion.
I kind of like it, but it's fine.
I'm just asking for clarification.
Yeah.
I would lower it.
and the low, I guess the lowering of the parapet of the entry.
We have a motion by Randy Hutchinson and a second by Miriam Salas. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Great question. We're going to have horizontal here. Right? You want to have a horizontal here?
No. Well, because none of these do either.
Oh, that's
it's just
the canopy.
It's just
the plate. Okay,
thanks.
All right. I'm sorry, 709 Chocotula Street. Can the applicant state their name and address for the record, please? Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Sure. Sharon Warren, 85 East Park Place, New Orleans, 70124.
Great. Thank you, staff.
This is a review of updated gallery post locations. Since previous approval of a renovation of a contributing rated 2.5-story commercial building, including the installation of a new gallery. At the February 14th meeting of this year, the ARC voted to recommend conceptual approval of gallery post location option number one, showing wider gallery post spacing with the final details to be worked out at the staff level. The ARC also noted that if the post locations need to be updated in the future, these changes must be reviewed by the ARC. Do you want to just go through the two options?
Oh, sure. Well, actually, it's structurally option A is what we would want. We had to move over the locations of the foundation because of underground obstructions. We have, as you can see from the pictures on the second page, there's a number of, there's, you know, a number of obstructions. So we had to, so the structural engineer came up with this plan. From there, he did say that we can move a little bit closer to the NOPSI manhole cover, but they're but only about 6 inches to, you know, closer to the edge on the left side of it. But that is, and option B is basically just take, it's a more uniform spacing, but it's not as structurally sound, so we really want A.
The
structural engineer said it was feasible, but everything would have to be, you know, thickened up, and so we would like to go with option A.
I guess my comments to jump in is that if you can scoot closer to the NOPSI manhole, that would probably be preferred. And then just sort of looking at spacing and where these footings are, if the second column, I'm sorry, the middle column, maybe if that moves to the other side of the drain.
Which one?
So this one, if we move it to the other side of the drain, then that gives the ability for the second column to the left for that 9'4" changing to 11'10", and then the two, and then the spacing maybe getting a little bit equal. I don't know. I don't know if that helps.
So the IO2 one would be roughly equal, and the inner two would be roughly equal.
If it can get there.
Yeah.
Just to, like...
Right now, there's no two that are alike.
Correct.
Right.
And then I would probably cut the balcony just a little bit short, so there's not so much of an overhang.
So much of an overhang left and right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I think right, doesn't it connect to the adjacent balcony, if I remember correctly?
Mm-hmm. You know, I would like to reiterate that this is a landmark building. So
the adjacent.
What's that?
The adjacent building.
The adjacent one, this one is not the landmark. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But the adjacent one already has a balcony on it, and it's fully functional.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can attest to walking past it very well.
I would also know that it's going to be fully loaded.
Are there any shutters on the windows? I can't get my head to go to the street.
I don't think so.
Can we go to the street
gate? No shutters.
Don't believe they're proposed.
If you moved it on, if you moved it, we're trying to cut that back, so it would block a shutter from laying against the building.
Right,
there's no shutters.
There's no shutters. And your
is this just a drawing here? Push the downspouts.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. Because the railing, I guess, is going to be continuous.
Have they considered putting a balcony instead of a gallery? So then we wouldn't have this issue.
They would lose much worse.
Hmm?
They would lose capacity.
Right, but from the beginning we emphasized that if the column spacing didn't work due to underground utilities, that, you know, the gallery wouldn't necessarily be approved, and I think at that time we were assured that the column spacing would work, and now we are 3 reviews down the line having to accommodate an odd spacing and overhang
I think, Eleanor, that given that you have the galleries on both sides, having a recessed mm-hmm. balcony might look even weirder, mm-hmm. like missing teeth kind of thing.
I mean, I would just like to see it if it can, if the spacing can work. I'm okay with, you know, having a gallery, but that same point is that it's already there on either side of it.
Yeah. Except that adjacent veranda has a strange placement of the edge of it.
It does, right. There's a big old cantilever there, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there any public comment regarding 709 Chapultepec Street? Hearing none, is there any more discussion or is there a motion?
I'd like to defer this so that the applicant can restudy the placement of the columns as suggested today and then come back.
I'll second that.
We have a motion by Robbie Cangelosi and a second by Ashley King. All in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Could I just ask one question about your comment? Mm-hmm. You mentioned that the balcony should be cut back on the left side so that there's not so much overhang.
Yes.
Would that be, so with that column at the left side shifts over a little closer to the Nopsey manhole, would that be where it should get cut off or should it extend a little further?
It should have a similar relationship as to what was originally presented. I understand that there might be a little bit of give and take with the window, but it just, like, moving the column and then having that huge cantilever is funky. Mm-hmm. Like, it's bad where it is currently, and I think that's also the other reason why, like, I'm a supporter of the full depth gallery, because it will resolve that. Yeah. So.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's just like equal, you know, the distance on the ends are equal, whether it doesn't have to be 11, 10 or whatever, and then something in the middle.
Just some more consistency with the placing of the columns, right?
Yeah, I mean,
listen, I've been facing this exact same problem.
Kind of
yeah.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I guess the structural engineer should be able to eccentrically load some of these foundations.
Well, and I think that if that's the case, then the elevations really need to be accurate on how that mm-hmm. affects the structure.
Yeah.
Because the way you're showing it now, they're the same. Mm-hmm. So if it's going to be heavier for a wider mm-hmm. expanse, and I hope that that's indicated in the elevations.
You mean in this?
Yeah, because it looks
it's
the same.
And it's thicker in depth.
But not at the fascia.
Right. He's going to keep it 8 inches deep, but thicken it by. It's going to be an inch thick. Is what the structural engineer said.
There's also like a graphical issue on the way these elevations are drawn. There's like a downspout that's sitting in front of the balcony should be kind of behind it.
Oh, no. Well,
no, it's not going to be in front of the balcony.
No, that's... I'm sorry.
But it's just that way on all the drawings, so...
Yeah, sorry about that. That's a bad problem. Probably seems to the front. I apologize for that.
No problem.
We had a motion and a second.
Okay. All right. The next item is 512 Gravier Street. Can the applicant state their name and address for the record, please?
Dan Beverly, 2379 Conti Street.
Great, thank you. Staff?
This is an application for the modification of an existing first floor door to shutter and installation of new recessed storefront entry as part of renovation of a fire damaged, significant rated three-story mixed-use building in PKN Place. And just some general background on the doors themselves. It looks like the current doors that are in place are reproductions of the original doors. That were documented and looks like they were installed around 2009. So these are the original type and style of doors, but they are recently constructed to match the existing. And it's just the modification of that first left side door.
Would the applicant like to make a presentation?
Sure. So That's pretty much exactly what we're trying to do, is modify the existing door that's in there so we can recess a new storefront entry beyond that. So these, I guess we call them shutters now, would kind of be more decorative features. They could be closed if there was a storm or something like that to protect the storefront, but we're really just trying to keep what's there in essence, but create a new modernized storefront beyond. There's a couple challenges with this. We've studied a couple of neighboring buildings to see how they treat this kind of application. And the way that these doors were installed, I guess in 2009, they were installed beyond the opening on the inside face of the masonry. So on the third page of this sheet, on the bottom right, you'll see that photo of how the door frame was built on the inside of the masonry. Mm-hmm. You can kind of see the line of where the original doors were probably installed attached to the masonry. Mm-hmm. So we ideally would want to put them on the masonry like it was supposed to be, but mm-hmm. the existing doors are too tall that we would have to cut into the column capital up there in order to swing or be installed, really. So we're just trying to propose the solution that involves modifying any original historic features that we used. So we're basically just cutting that existing triple door into single leaves, and the proportions are already kind of set up for that. So that's basically the bulk of what we're proposing.
What is driving maybe I missed this, the proposed storefront system rather than what's there?
Ease of use and security. And then also there would be fire marshal, exit mm-hmm. issues. Now, they swing in and they're so modifying mm-hmm. them. We have to modify the column and the doors to swing out.
Right. Mm-hmm. Same issue with turning them into shutters. They can't really swing out unless we cut into that granite column capital.
I think I understand the entrance, but I feel like the proportion, something's off with the black proportions. Could be that the transom bar just needs to be a lot thicker at a minimum.
On the mission front?
Yeah. Yeah.
Talking on the new.
The new piece, yeah.
The new glass and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you could even see, some example of that maybe is on your 5-on-8 2.16. I think it's a similar kind of condition. It's kind of hard to say, but mm-hmm. it kind of picks up, I don't know, the width of the kind of the styles, the verticals on the doors, if you put that yeah. horizontally. One, I think you'll need it because of any kind of closer
yeah.
or anything you might need for that door in the exterior. But I think proportionally that'll make it appear more congruent from a formal standpoint.
It looks like some of the examples you're giving show a recessed door and a retention of the existing store doors at the front. Was that considered? For instance, at 219 Charters and at 705 Camp and at 301 Lansing.
What do you mean retention of?
Well, they kept the store doors and then recessed an entry behind them. Yes.
Isn't that kind of what they're proposing?
Are you keeping them? I thought they were.
We are.
They're just shuttered into the sides.
So if they're closed, it'll look like the rest
of
the
when it's closed, they'll be open. You won't notice the change.
So I'm looking through this presentation, and the existing openings were approved in 2009 by the HGLC.
No, there you go.
So.
Yeah, I think all those are fine.
And I don't have any issue with being proposed to the existing
just
wood.
Sort of changing the function of that door.
Well, I mean,
but
it's,
when it's closed, it works exactly the same.
It's going back to a bifold is going back to how it was
exactly.
Should have functioned originally.
Right, it looks like those doors were produced to look like their individual reefs.
Right.
Can I point out one drawing, too? In the historic research information, there's an original watercolor of the building and some other photos. It looks like the shutters were intended to be completely open, so that first floor was just the sort of columns.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the proposal kind of matches the original intention of those shutters based on this photo or illustration.
And for the functionality of it, I can see why it's needed. Mm-hmm. So the challenges that you're having with permits and all that are real.
Is there any public comment regarding 512 Forever Street? Seeing none. Is there any more discussion or motion?
Do we need more details on this for the staff to review, or is it just approved? Do you want to come back to the staff?
We would request the details. Okay. For the staff.
I move for approval with staff to review the final details.
Second.
Either option.
Oh, I thought both were.
Well, I think A is for the bifold and B is for the fire pump.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
We have a motion by Robbie Cangelosi and a second by Randy Hutchinson.
Mm-hmm.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
If we were Chuck's just a little bit.
Maybe because we're sharing drawings and we don't have an iPad.
The waterfall is beautiful.
It sure is.